Nobody knows your name.
You see, I got this theory. If you and Sam hang around each other long enough, one of you is going to kill the other. Now, if Sam kills you, fine. If you kill Sam, I'll turn you in, get a reward, and you'll get the chair. Either way, I come up a winner.
I think we're becoming friends. Let's have a slumber party sometime.
Rhea Perlman as Carla and Shelley Long as Diane in a show written by Peter Casey and David Lee. The tune seems so synonymous with the show, but it actually wasn't the first choice. The original Cheers theme was written by Gary Portnoy for an off-Broadway musical.
People like us never need to be told savoir-faire and a tan gets you by.
It was called Preppies, and I forgot why, but we had sent around sort of demo tapes of some of the songs from that show, the musical. And I don't know, someone gave it to somebody, and the next thing I know, I got a call from the producers of Cheers. They just said, you know, we have the show that's going on NBC in the fall, and you've written our theme. It was a song called People Like Us, and they just wanted to take it and use it, which is the best thing that can happen to a songwriter, especially a lazy one.
It was a sobering moment when Gary was told that contractual difficulties with the producers of Preppies meant they couldn't use that song. In fact, far from being a gift for a lazy songwriter, the job turned into an enormously difficult one, with several songs being written and rejected. In fact, Gary wasn't able to unlock the key to the theme until he'd reached a pretty low place.
I just happened to be feeling melancholy that day. That's the God's honest truth. And part of it had to do with having to write a fifth song for this stupid sitcom. But whatever it was, I was feeling melancholy. And I guess, you know, I just started poking around. You know, I don't have a keyboard, but I just started poking around with those opening boom, 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 boom. And the verses kind of flowed out of that. And then the chorus kind of lifts it up and becomes more, you know, celebratory and fun. And I think it's good that it covered both those ranges, you know, the melancholy and the fun side of a bar.